Keith Bailey, you said, was really good that you brought him on. John knew Keith, too, didn't he?
Yes.
He obviously approved of that and knew Keith, because here is the first non-Williams person to take over the company.
Well, Barry Galt was there for a little while, but Keith was brilliant in every respect. He had come all the way up through pipelining as a kid engineer. He went to the Missouri School of Mines, I think. So he had the training and the background and the experience. There were some people that were skeptical of Keith because he was so cocksure about everything he said. John was a little worried about that, but he liked people that said, "What if?" rather than saying, "Only this way." But by that time, John was no longer directly in the line of command, and he thought Keith was a good idea. He liked Keith.
And it worked out. He had a successful career there.
Yeah.
Were you active politically at all?
Well, I was a Republican, and I was locally active, but not really very active. No, it was not a big part of my life. My first wife got very active publicly, and she went on and went into the Oklahoma House and then became an Oklahoma senator, Penny Williams.
She was a Democrat.
A left-wing Democrat. That was really one of the problems that we had. We had very different political views. I'm still in touch with her because she was a good friend since we were little kids. But she's amused at the fact that I'm a liberal. And I said, "No, wait a minute. I have supported some things that look liberal, but I'm still a Republican. I just don't like this Republican government whatsoever."
The current one.
Current.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I should say I've interviewed Penny, too, and you can hear her interview here on VoicesOfOklahoma.com. She spoke kindly of you, too, by the way, in that interview.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Williams Center form.